the animal first was pregnant, ulebstoif nirvu, and then a man was reveya, this pregnant cow, and then the cow gave birth. Divrei hakol asurim. Everybody holds this also. So here you see, ein shinu l'neva, that since this animal now has an issur reveya on it, so the animal is also l'gvoya. Even though right now it's one animal, later when it gives birth, the vlad l'chur is called the shinui. We say so up. The mice of the vlad at the beginning was part of the mother when the man was reveya her. So the issur applies to this animal. This ein shinu l'gvoya. So here the same story by Menachos also. That even though the wheat changed into flour, into bread, but since the Goyim first worshipped that wheat, it would remain Osabano.
You'll start again. Mem vavim abeis. The bottom gemara start over again. Leshala was again. Boi romli barchoma. From five lines from the bottom. Hamishtachvel lekomas chitim. Let's say goyim worship wheat when it's growing. So what kareis since it's mechubal karka, it doesn't become also bahano. Now ma'ul lemonachis. The question is, can you take this wheat now and now grind it up and make it into flour and use it for the menachis? Question is, Yesh shinu benevad or yain shinu benevad? Is there a shinu benevad? Like this, you worship the wheat. So really, the wheat itself would be also to bring for a mincha. It's like you worship an animal, the animal itself is also to be brought for a korban. But here the difference is, the wheat now changed into a different form. So it's called the yesh shinu to say, on the wheat, on the flour now, there's no issa. Or maybe still no. Since this flour came from wheat that the goyim worship, so it's called the nevad. It's still also for mincha. So Mor says, "Amar Mazutra Breid Rav Nachman Toshma." Come and bring your proof. It says like this: Kol haasurim legabim mizbeach, any animal, a korban that's possible for the mizbeach. In the case either where the goyim was nevad, either they worshipped this animal or else they were roveya the animal. If another is roveya an animal, so that's possible for korban. It says, "Kol ha'asurim legabim mizbeach, v'ol doseim mutarim." You should know if the animal gives birth, the baby is mutter for korban. So the question is why? V'tani olor Reb Lezer weiser. So machlekes, Reb Lezer says it's also. So the half meaner is, this is the machlekes, that it's a shinui by a nevad, that they worshipped or they lived with the mother. And now the mother gave birth and has a baby. The baby is a shinui, it's different than the mother. So one man yom says it's mutter, because he holds yesh shinu benevad, and the Rav Lezer says this also, holds ein shinu benevad. You see, it's a machlokes tanoim. So Mor says, no, it's not true. For avit merlo, didn't we learn of this machlokes, that Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Bar Avua, he explained this machlokes, and it's like this, machlokes, where is the machlokes as the vlad, if the baby here could be used for a korban or not? Machlokes kishe nirvo olipsayf ivru. It's only machlokes where first the man lived with the animal, lived with his cow. So the cow is also for korban. And now the cow becomes pregnant. Ulipsayf ibru. And the machlokes says whether zev zeh gurim is also a mutter. Now that the cow became pregnant, there's a male involved. And the male was not a roveya, was not a nevad. So the baby comes because of the father and the mother. So true, the mother was also, but the father is mutter. So machlokes is, do you say, zev zeh gurim is also? Two things cause something, one het and one issa, is it mutter or not? Avol, but in our case, but in the case of Ibru, Ulev Saif Nivo, for the case of, let's say, first the cow was pregnant, and now the man lived with her, so divrei hakol asurim, everybody else, even the Tanakhama holds. Right, even Tanakhama holds that this the vlad is also for korban. Why? Because ain shino benevad. Since they didn't have her with the mother, even though later the mother gives birth, the baby is still also. So you see, there's no heter of shinui. Once it becomes also, it remains also. But tell you, hokinami, in our case also, where the goyim worship this wheat, ki ibru ulubsoif nirvodami. First they worship the wheat. The wheat was here. Just what happened later, they changed the wheat, they grind it up, made it into flour, it still remains awesome. Ikud the army, some say like this. Machloikis, where's the Machloikis Tanakam and Rebbe Lezo? Kishenivo, Olive Saif Ibru. The same thing, that where's the Machloikis? Where first the Reveya, the cow, so the cow becomes also for Korbin, Olive Saif Ibru, and then she becomes pregnant. So again, Avo, but in the case of Ibru, Olev Saif Nivo, for the case where first the mother was pregnant, Ibru, Olev Saif Nivo, and then the man came and lived with his pregnant cow, the Rihakol Asa. Everybody agrees that it's Asa, because the Mice is considered like the man was Reveya, both the cow and the kid inside. It's called Naver, was done to the kid. So if so, even though later when the kid comes out, it's called the Shinui, the kid was changed from a Uber to a Vlad, still, it's also so the Hani Nami Kibru the Saif Nirvel Dami. In our case also, when you have this Kama, when you have this the wheat, when it was growing, if the Goyim worshipped the wheat, Slamaisa later, even though they change it into a different form, into a flour, into a mincha, still it remains also. So Mara says, no, Hochi Ashta, one's one after with the other. Hotsa Mikora Behema Vashta Behema. Maybe over there there's no Shinu at all. With the cow was pregnant, so the pshat is the baby was there. So when the man was reveya this cow, it's considered like he lived with the mother and the baby. But the baby has the shame behema inside the stomach, also inside the womb. Just the problem is doshu diachiza bianpo. It's like a lock of door. The door is closed; he can't come out. Rashi says the womb is closed. Rashi says dal say a rechem. That's all. It's considered like the door is closed, he can't come out. So there's no real Shinui. So since the Maisa, the Reveya, this Vlad, the Vlad still remains also. But over here, Hoko, Mikorachita. Here, when the Goyim worshipped these wheat, it was growing. It was a Kama. It was a stalks of wheat. Fahashta now, Kimcha. But now they take this wheat, they grind it up, make it into flour. This is a big Shinui. So maybe now, since it's a big change, that change from the form of regular stalk of wheat into flour, into a mincha, here it's a big shinui. So maybe here we say yeshiva is something different, and there's no issa to bring it for a mincha. So that's what here is the shayla. Here is a bigger shinui. Now, boy Resh Lakish, hamishtach vel adeko. Let's say goyim worship a palm tree. So lulavoy mao le mitzvah. Are you allowed to take now the lulav off this tree and use it for mitzvah? Again, the palm tree itself does not become osa. In the case where the palm tree itself is not osa b'hanor, but for mitzvah, is it called miyus or not? So it's like this. V'ilon shenotu metchil lakach, if it's a palm tree that they first planted, almanas to worship, so then loyti boilach, then I have no question. The afidu lehejit na miyosa, then the cloud, it's osa b'hanor, that's the loch of an apti hashera. If they first plant the tree, not to worship the tree, that's a regular atzei asherah, that's also b'hanor, so pshit, you can't use it for a mitzvah. Kiti bolach, where's my question? V'ilon shenotu, you planted it first for your own sake. Ulef seif avdu, first later they went to worship it. So then like this. Again, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there's no question. He says it's also b'hanor, you cannot even use it for hedyot. So therefore, pshit, you can't use it for mitzvah. Even though we say the klal of mitzvah is lav lehenis nitnu, so chura for mitzvah still it should be mutter to be used. But the answer the Gemara says always is that if it's also b'hanor v'avodah zarah, there's a mitzvah to burn it, sreifa. So it's like missing the shear. A lulav has to have a certain size. It has to be at least 3 tefachim long, and then 1 extra tefach to make the nenuim, to make it shake. If it came from an atzei asherah, since Allah is supposed to burn it, and the mitzvah to burn it takes away its shear. So therefore, if the tree itself is also b'hanor pshita, it's possible for a mitzvah. Kiti bolach, where's my question? Ali b'de rabbon, according to rabbon shita, that they hold the tree that was planted first for your sake, for beauty. Then later the goyim come and worship the tree. The tree itself is not osa b'hanor. There's no iser anor. The question is though, the branches are not osa b'hanor. The question is now, linyan mitzvah mai. What's going to be the lacha for mitzvah lulav? Mi moyis kalpe gvoyim. Is it something that's disgusting like in the eyes of Hashem? Since the goyim actually worship this tree, it's disgusting, it's moyis. And therefore it's possible for mitzvah. Oiloi, maybe no. since the meister, these branches are mutzah bahanor, he could take this branch and use it for a broom, if you want. So maybe it's the same thing for a mitzvah's kosher. That was his question. Mar says, yeah, ki yosei ravdimi omri, he said like this, v'yashayra shebitlo kimi boili. He said the question was a little bit different. What's going to be the hatter, even by real atzi yashayra? He had this tree that first the goyim worshipped, and then the goy himself came and was mevato the asherah. He cut off branches and I started to make it ice. No more, I'm not worshiping you anymore. So the yisra no goes off the tree. So the question is, yesh dicho yesa mitzvahs or yein dicho yesa mitzvahs? That's what he learned the question. As b'shas the tree was also behind all, b'shas the goyim were worshiping the tree, pshita, it was not fit for a mitzvah. At that time was also bano, you cannot use that branch for a lulav, for a mitzvah. But now the goyim came and broke down some branches, they show us they do not want to worship this tree anymore, so it's yesh bitul, the yisra no now goes off the tree. So he learned that if it wouldn't be also bano, you could use the branch. But here, this branch, at one time, it was dichle, it was pushed away, you cannot use it for a mitzvah. So that's the question, yesh dichle yetz a mitzvahs, or yein dichle yetz a mitzvahs. It means, when the tree was also bano, it was pushed away from the mitzvah. At that time, it cannot be used. So now, later, even when the goyim are mevatel the tree, maybe there's a klal of yesh dichle. It means, once something was pushed away, cannot be used for a mitzvah, it stays that way. It cannot come back fit for a mitzvah. So it's not like this, if so, Tiff should like bring a proof, midatanan, but not like this. I'll bring you a proof. It says aloha ki sahu by kisi adam. If you shefted an oif or a chaya, so the mitzvah is to cover up the blood with offer. Let's say you covered up the blood with offer. And then v'nizgala, then the wind came and blew away the dirt. So aloha is pata malachasais. You're pata from covering it. You already did the mitzvah. Somebody took away the dirt. You're pata. What's going to be kisoha ruach? Let's say by itself the wind came and blew dirt over the blood. So the wind is what covered up the dam. So lochur is chay lechasis. That's not called the kima mitzvah. And we'll soon see in certain cases there's still a chiyah to cover it up. We'll soon see. V'yomer Rabba Bar Bachon Amr Rabbi Yechinen Loishonu. When was it learned that there's a chiyah to cover it up? Elishechosov in his gala. It only means if the wind later comes and again uncovers the blood. In other words, first the wind came and covered up the blood with dirt, and then the wind comes and takes away the dirt. So now the blood is uncovered, now there's a mitzvah to cover it. Avol loy chazav in his gala, but kol zaman the blood is covered up, kol zaman the dirt is still there, it wasn't uncovered, and then patam lachaslis, then you have no chiyah to cover it up. Kol zaman it's covered, there's no mitzvah to cover it. Tavinimah, we have a question over here. What do I care if the wind comes later and blows away the dirt? Why do you tell me there's a chiyah to cover it? Why don't I say, why don't I say that at the time when it's cut up by the wind, that time there's no more mitzvah? So since at the time when it's covered up with dirt through the wind, then you're potter to cover it, why do I say if the wind now takes away that dirt, there's a chiyah again to cover it back? So you see that you're saying dichui etzem mitzvahs, that even though there was a time when there's no mitzvah, still later when it becomes uncovered, there is a mitzvah. See here also by this ati asherah, even though when the lulav was on this tree that they worshipped, it was also for mitzvah, but later when the goyim come and break down this tree and the isranah goes off it, it could be its fit for a mitzvah. So Mara says, the younger of our prophet says from here, from this mitzvah of Kisadam, Zoysomeris. From here I see clearly that ain't dichoy, it's a mitzvah. That there's no svara that once was pushed away, there's no more mitzvah to cover it, and then later the wind blows away the dirt. I do not say there's no mitzvah, but rather no, the mitzvah comes back again. So what's your question? Bring a proof from our prophet. So Gemara says it could be the Rav Papa Goofy Boyle. I have a question exactly, what did Rav Papa mean to say? Is it really Mifshat Chitalad Rav Papa, the Yein Dicho Yetz HaMitzvahs? Is it that he said a sure statement? And he was sure what he was saying? That he meant to tell us, in all cases, there's Ein Dicho Yetz HaMitzvahs. Loishno Lekula, Loishno Lechumra. Like over here by Kisi Adam, it's a Chumra. Here the question is, do you have a Chiyav now to cover the blood or not?
the wind now blew away the dirt.
Yeah.
Now the blood is uncovered. So the question, L'chumra, do you have a mitzvah to do to cover it up? So maybe a prophet says it, L'chumra, and maybe L'kula, maybe not.
Dilma,
the question is no. Maybe Svuki Mesafkele, maybe a prophet only had a doubt. He wasn't sure what the locker is, whether it's really Yezdik or not. And therefore, L'chumra Rinon, L'kula Layam Rinon. Maybe you only meant to say in this case a Tisi Adam. Like here, the blood now is uncovered. So what should you do? One svar is, since it was covered at one time, there's no more mitzvah. The other svar is, no, ain't dichui. Even though before you were potter, but now when the wind uncovers the dam, there's a mitzvah again. So the chumra, I'll say, you have to do the mitzvah. But in our case, it's a question of being lekula. Can you be mekel? Nor is here, by Atta Asherah, you want to take this branch now and use it for a mitzvah. So maybe they'll say, no, lekula, you have no right to use this branch. Find yourself a different luluv. This luluv, since it once came from an Atta Asherah, it was once Asa Banor, it was dich, it was pushed away then, maybe you still can't use it. So that's why we still have a shayla here.
But why can't we learn out from the Gemara in the Gemara?
So we're supposed to take with this a shayla in the Gemara. That's another shayla. Voyra papa. Ha mishtachaba al behema. If somebody worships an animal, simra mal lethelis. You worship a nice goat, or sheep. You want to take off its wool now. Could you use this wool, the tchelis, push to me, so it's a sitzis. So the verse says, tchelis to my, what kind of tchelis are you talking about? Eat, no, you bow down, they worship this goat, the sheep. Halakhur is the sheep itself, it's a balchai, it doesn't become asab hano. But legvoya, there's isliyesh never legvoya. For a korban, it would be asa. So the question is now, what about to use it for the mitzvah? To my, eat tchelis lakhan, if you're questioning, to make big day kuner out of this wool, if so, haino boyi to Rami Bachrama. That's not with the shayla before of yesh nevad to build the mizbeach. Before we had a shayla, can you take these stones that came out of the har and build the mizbeach with it? What was the shayla there? It was a hechsher lekarbon. In other words, there's an issa nevad. You can't use it for carbon. But what about only a hechsher for carbon? Here, the big dekuna, it's not the carbon itself. You want to make this wool and use it for a big dekuna, which is only a hechsher. It's only preparing for the carbon. So was the shalom before. Is there an issa nevad for a hechsher carbon? Is that the same shalom before? So that would be a new shalom here then. The tchelis latzitzis, maybe your question is, from this wool, can you go and make a beged for tzitzis? If so, heinu the boy resh lakish. This is the same shalom that the Shlokesh has. Is it before, by Atze Asherah, can you take off a branch and use it for luluf? And not Atze Asherah. In the case where the Goyim worship now a palm tree that was first planted for our use. So according to the Rabbanan, the palm tree does not become Asa Bano. Still, Rosh Lakish had a shayla, can you use it for a mitzvah? Is it called Nias? Is it disgusting or not for a mitzvah? So what's your new question? That's his question before. Tamar says, Enoch Nami, you're right. In Hochinami, Lehevel Meimalei, really you shouldn't have said it. Lehevel Meimalei, you shouldn't have asked this question. These are the questions we asked before already. Why did he ask this question over here? Can you use this Tchelis? Can you use this Semer for Tzitzis? Mishundika Miliach Renaisa. There's another question about also. First of all, he asked Simra Maula Tchelis. Again, where the Goyim worship this sheep. So now, first question was, can you use the wool for tchelis? Which really, this question we had before, whether the question is to use it for big dekuna or to use it for mitzvah sittis, those were questions we had before, true. But I have another question now. Karneho malach hatzaitzris. Can I take the horn off this animal and use it for the hatzaitzris? That's a new shayla. The hatzaitzris is not such a big mitzvah. Can you use it or not? But since they first worshipped this, rest of the hatzaitzris, L'shir shakorbin, the kaimalon b'chalil, the shir makim as a korbin. You have to have a shir, you have to sing, the shasu bring the korbin. So the question is, can you make a chatzaitzra, the trumpet, from this horn? And shukir its thigh, ma'al chalilin. Can you make a flute out of the bone of its thigh? And v'nei mayel, the intestines, ma'al leferis. Can you use it for the strings of your violin? Can you use it for the strings? That's the shayla. That's the new question. can use these material of this animal to make the shear. So it's like this. Aliva demand the yom ikashir makliv yodat yika mitzvah. When the Levian had to sing Mishas the carbon, the ikka likuva was a kli. There had to be a flute there. You had to have a violin there. If so, loyti boilach. Then there's no question. The vadayasa. For sure it's also then. Since the carbon needed the kli, and you want to make this kli out of an animal that the goyim worship, sheet it should be also. And this is the machlokes in the Gemara and Sukkah, where the ikur of the shear was the pair, just them singing, and the flutes were ordered to make them look nice, or the ikur mitzvah was to use the kelim. So the Gemara says, ki tibolach, where's my question? Ali b'daman yama ikur shir b'peh. Mashat we paskin. That the ikur shir is levim have to sing. And if they just sing with their mouth, without any instruments, the ma'isah will also be mekayim the mitzvah. It's a hiddur to have instruments there. So then that's the question. And therefore, that they use instruments is only to make the voice sweeter. But you don't really need it. That's my question. Can you make the flute out of this shuk, out of this thigh, from the animal that the goyim worship? That's why he has a new shal in there. One svara, since it's only to beautify the voices of Leviim, you're allowed to bring it from this animal which they worship. Or do we maybe know? Still, Lamai says, bring brought. You want to use this flute now to play, to mix up with the shear Leviim are singing. That's also called the Sarach of the Korban. There'll be an Issayesh Nevad. And since the Goyim worship this flute, worship this animal, it's also for Lugvoya, you cannot make a flute from its shuk. So take that a suffix. That was a new shayla. Yeah, it was only for mitzvah. Here it's more called Sarach Gvoya. Like that we know there is an Issa Neva Lugvoya for a carbon. Here the question is the shear, how far does the shear go?
But doesn't it make a difference in the case of
Tekhnem? Boyi Rabba, Rabbi, it's not a question. Boyi Rabba, Hamishtacha Ve'elamayim. Let's say a goy goes down and worships this river, the Mayan, the well. So, Meimav Malu Nesachim. I want to take the water from this well now and bring it from the Nesachim. Bring it on the Mizbeach.
Yeah.
Again, the well itself does not become Asav Hano. It's Mechuba Lekaka. What's Mechuba or Ainbot species Yad Adam does not become Asav Hano. But we know there's a cloud of Yesh Nevad Legvoya. But to use the animal itself for Korban, it's also. Now the question is, to use this water for the Nesachim, is that also called a korban or not?
Where's the source of this question?
So Amor says, what's the question over here? What's the question? If you want to tell me, Shalu is, what does this guy mean to do when he bows down here by the water? One svar is the babua kosagit. He's bowing down to his own shadow there, his own image there. You look in the water, you see yourself. So the Chali doesn't mean to worship the water. He needs to worship his own shadow there, his own reflection.
Yeah.
So it's so, the water's mutta, there's no neva. Or do we maybe know, l'mayi kasagin. He means to bow down to the water itself. And therefore the water becomes asamano. Or is, then it becomes neva. So yes, if that was your shayla, if so, tivoyule, sefal hedyit. You should have asked the same type of a question if you have some water in a basin. And then, since the water was uprooted already from the river, it was brought into a kli by Bidei Adam, so now the water in the basin in the jar is called Tfisat Yad Adam. So ask a new shayla now, if a guy comes to worship this water, does the water become Asav Hano? If he has intentions to worship his own staff, his own image there, the water is Mutta. But if his intention is to worship the water now becomes Asav Hano. There's a Tfisat Yad Adam. So why do you have this shayla only by well water? Ask a bigger shayla. Even by bucket water. Does this water become Asav Hano or not? So Mora says, Liyarlam, really for sure, this I know. That Lamaya Kosagi, that I know for sure. That when the guy bows down here, he's worshipping the water. So, if it would have been in a bucket, Pshita, the water would be Asav Hano. Here the shayla is not in a bucket, it's flowing water. So my question is, do you say Yesh Nevad, does this water become Asa for the Sachim? So really the question is, Pshit, of course it becomes Asa. Lamaisa, you're worshipping the water. So there's a Nevad on the water. Ligvoya, you can't use it. For the Sachim, it's something you're putting on the Mizbech, it's mamash like a carbon. So Pshit, you can't use this water now to make Nistach HaMayim with it on Sukkis. Pshit, you can't put it on the Mizbech. So what's your Shiloh?
Hawk over here can be boiled like this. Lamaya de Kamo Husagit is the only bowing down to the water that's right in front of him. The Kamoi Kamo Yozda. And that first water, that keeps on flowing down the stream. So now the next water that you take is not the water that he worshipped. He didn't worship that water. Maybe the guy only worshipped this water that's in front of his nose. Now it's the flowing stream. So by the time the Jew comes there to fetch the water for Nesachim, that water is not here anymore. But there may be Le Davruna de Maya Kosagin. He's like bowing down to this whole river from beginning till the end. From the Makor, where the well starts, he means to bow down to worship. So any water that comes from this stream should be Asa L'Nesachim. That's my Shiloh. Charles, where, what part of the water does the guy mean to worship? Sumer says, I do maybe the van of the Maya Kosagin. Now, when me, Mr. said that the Kamasa altogether, I have Amr Rabbi Yechon, the Mishum Hashim Ben Yetzadik, Mayim Shorabim, and Nesarim, that water that belongs to Rabbim does not become Asa. We'll see this later on. Vice versa, once if the water is public water, so nobody has the right like, to be geisel, to steal it away from the Rabbim, you can't make it Asa Bano. So even if there's no din never at all, something belonging to the Rabbim, the Goyim can't make it Asa. So we're into the Tzricha to call Nivoyim Mayaria. We're talking about where this well originates from private property. The well comes out from somebody's private house. So therefore, since the Goyim now are worshipping this well, it could become Asa Bano. But not really Lehed yet, but call upon the Gvoya. That this water now cannot be used for Nesachim. So Shaila was, when the guy bows down to this water, does he have intentions only to worship the water that's in front of his nose? And therefore that water flows away, and the new water you take is mutter for Nesachim? Or maybe no, maybe the guy's intention is to worship the Makor, the father where it starts off from, this whole spring of water, from beginning to end. So therefore any water that comes out later would also be also for Nesachim.
So
that was the Shaila.
So why is a mountain different from a river?
Right, Mishnah says, Mishoy ye beisoy samal avoskechovin. Somebody had his house next to a beis avoy dezara, and next to a church, and they were sharing the same wall, because the wall of your right part of your house is also the wall on the other side for the beis avoy dezara. And benofo, now your wall fell down. So both your house has no wall, and you have a straight view inside the church there.
Wow.
So what do you want to do is to build it up again, of course. The offer is also of Noisai. You're not allowed to rebuild your wall. Because by rebuilding your wall, you're being Mahana, the base of Eid Zara. You're helping them out also. You're giving them a wall also. It's also to be Mahana, a church.
But they are.
So therefore, Kate said Yasa, right? What should you do? Is Koinus Vater Shalai. The answer is you have to move in a little bit into your property. In other words, like this, you have the wall at the end of your property, which is both one side you, one side him. The answer now is move four amis inside your property and build up the wall there. Well, Susu, why does that help? The Mori asked the question, so what? All you're doing now is making the church wider.
Yeah,
now they have more room to spread out.
You
still give them more room.
Yeah.
That was the worst question. So I told Ponim, you're not building directly the wall for them. You're moving four amis into your property. That's considered now you're building it completely for yours. That's a shiur you have to go in, Musum
see.
Well,
but the church can build them.
Right. We'll see in the Gemara. Case that Yasser goes. Koin is not Shaloi. It says clearly Arab Amis. Move inside your property for Amis. Obeyne Shaloi. And then build up your wall. Vishalavaras. No. Obeyne. Period. Shaloi. Vishalavaras. What's going to be now? The property where the wall was on, it was, let's say, Moshe was 4 Amis wide. It was a wide wall. And the property underneath it, 2 Amis belong to you, and 2 Amis belong to them. The property where the wall was shared between both of you. Shaloi, Shalvoskechavim. Then the locker is, Nidon Machza Machza. Meaning, when you have to move in now 4 Amis, you can't include the whole width.